I'm sat in a queue at Stansted Airport, looking out the window. The rain is pouring down. Looking down at my crossed legs as I'm sat in a queue waiting for a plane 25 minutes late, I have realised I only have shorts. I'm wearing those shorts. And I'm heading into 80 degree temperatures at Graz, which is on the southeast of Austria. That's if Ryanair can get me there today. I'm really hoping to hook up with a guy called Stephen Primrose Smith, who is Unicycle50 on Twitter. He's studying with two universities at the moment, the University of Wales and the Open University. Now, what's he doing in Austria? Well, obviously, if he's studying with the Open University, he can study anywhere. And he is, with his bike, of all things. This is no doubt Ryanair in the background telling me that it will cost X amount of money for me to get to the front of this queue I'm sat in, or I can also be charged an unfeasible amount of money for having a gram over my allotted, what is it nowadays, 2 kilos of weight for hand luggage. Crazy. Anyway, more about Stephen. They're calling him the unicyclist, not because he's on a bike with one wheel, it's a bike with two wheels. And he is aiming to visit 50 European cities. 40 years old, full-time student, studying for 2 degrees, and he wants to cycle around 50 capital cities. That's pretty good going, I think. If you go to the Open University's blogs on platform, and in fact his own website, which is unicycle50.com, you'll be able to see a little passage from him that says, "This life is damn short, and it can be snatched away at any given moment. Whatever it is you want to do, just do it. Don't hang around." In other words, literally or metaphorically, get on your bike. I love that. The guy has obviously got adventure in his soul, and he is doing exactly what he's talking about. So I'll catch up with him, have some conversations, find out how he's doing it, what tech he's using, why he's doing it, and who else, what might happen on the way.